I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Boko Haram has finally clarified the question of a ceasefire. According to them, there isn't one. Christians are concerned since they're the ones being targeted. Voice of the Martyrs says attackers often maim their victims, but Todd Nettleton says they just launched a prosthetics lab.
We just had a team that was there. They fitted 16 patients with a total of 17 prosthetics. Most of these patients have been in wheelchairs for as much as 2 years since the initial attack.
One of the team members told one of his patients, "Now you can walk and be living evidence of Christ's love to your Muslim persecutors." And can you imagine worrying every day that a tiger might eat your loved one? MNN's Ruth Kramer tells us why it's a valid fear in India.
Actually, Greg, Katie Harth spent all week in India, and she's headed home now. One of the last things she filed was an interesting interview about a place in West Bengal known as the Village of Tigers. See, when husbands and fathers go into the forest,
these tigers, they jump upon these men and they kill them.
That's Sister Hannah, who says thousands of widows are left behind as a result, and with small children to care for and little to no job skills, the women become desperate. Some even consider suicide, and that's where a Gospel for Asia supported women's ministry comes in.
They will go to that woman, they will share the gospel, they will encourage them, and moreover, what they do, they just stand with them, ask them how you're doing, how things are going.
Now, 2,000 widows are being helped, and over 500 of them are going to church. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.